Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to this edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. And on December 1st, Sunday, we opened up the month of December, which I thought was a very fitting subject, and that was the topic of the angel Gabriel coming and having a conversation with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and kind of some fascinating insights into their conversation. And one point I'd like to leave with you today is favor, and how that a lot of Christians equate favor with blessing. And you know, we read Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, the conversation between Gabriel and Mary. It starts in verse 26 and it goes through verse 38. And ultimately, Mary buys in to this unlikely promise of a son, by saying, "Behold, I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word." And you know, one of the first words that Mary received as this young teenager was, "Hail, O favored one. The Lord is with you." That's how Gabriel greeted her. And I think that a misnomer is the fact that we don't use the term favor much in our everyday lingo. It's become one of those religious terms that implies that we're going to have all kinds of good things happen to us since we become Christians. Because like I said, we equate favor with blessing. And I just want to remind you today that you can be favored by God, and you can be on a donkey fleeing to Egypt in fear for your child's life because your baby's got a price on his head. And in fact, many scholars believe that Mary and Joseph and the Christ child, the first 4 years of their lives together, that they traveled approximately 460 miles on foot or, you know, on a donkey. And they're fleeing from the evil King Herod, who, due to his insecurity, wanted to kill the baby Jesus. And then they also had to comply with this census that was instituted by a greedy governor. And so ultimately, you know, Mary gets the message that she's going to be the mother chosen to bring Jesus into the world in Nazareth. And they have to go to Bethlehem to comply with the census, because that's where Joseph was from. And then, you know, it's revealed to Joseph in a dream that they've got to get out of there because, you know, your baby's got a price on his head. Herod wants to kill him because of the threat that he could be to him as a king. And so they depart and they go southwest into Egypt. Obviously, Joseph had some kind of connections there with family or friends, and they stayed there until the danger subsides. And then they ride back on that donkey and they start heading northeast, and they get back into Israel, and you know, they hit Bethlehem and then back up into Nazareth, where you know, Jesus is raised. And so, you know, I just want to leave you with this thought today that favor is not always equated with a blessing. And I think that the point is that favor, it never means that all of your wildest dreams are going to come true as a Christian. But what it does mean is it means that we're guaranteed that, just like Mary was guaranteed, the Lord is with you. And I think that defines favor, that the Lord is with you. And so when circumstances are heavy on me and when circumstances are heavy on you, we don't define God, who God is, because of our present circumstances. We love Jesus for and God for who they are, not for what we can get from them. And so, you know, today I'd like to close the Drivecast with an opportunity to pray with me. And maybe you're going through some difficult, heavy circumstances right now. And maybe there's some voices in your head that's saying, "Hey, look around." And obviously, you call yourself a son or call yourself a daughter of God, and look what's happening to you, or look at what you're doing. And I just want to remind you that, again, we come to Jesus because of who he is, not what we can get from him. So if you want to pray together with me this morning, feel free to do so. And you could just pray something like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are with me at all times. And the fact of the gospel, your words in John chapter 15 read, "For greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me, from your resurrection, and the hope that comes from that, that one day I'll see you in eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So this is Pastor Jeff, the Lewis Center campus, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of the LifePoint Drivecast, and I hope you'll tune in to tomorrow for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. So long, guys.